Con Show with Anna DeVlantis.
Mm-hmm.
Right here on 720 WGN. It's in Chicago.
It is. Yes.
In case you're wondering. Also in Chicago is John Cass. He's with the Chicago Tribune. And he is he's one of those columnists that, you know, he's a must-read. That's what they call guys like that, a must-read. And I bring you in, John, because I got a question for you. You've been around this town a long time. Anna and I have been around this town a long time. This Joe Walsh is not the guy from the Eagles. This Joe Walsh was a guy who was a congressman who was a talk show host who became a congressman, who became a talk show host again, I think, right? Didn't he, after his little foray into it? He was always a bomb thrower. He was a guy that was always saying crap that, you know, the sort of stuff that Trump said that people are like, oh, my God, no one could ever get elected doing that. And he got elected for one term as a congressman. And now he wants to run for president of the United States after doing saying exactly the same sort of stuff, being a clown, like you know, the president does, but without the portfolio the president brought to the job. And what is he doing?
I don't think President Trump ever said that it would be a good thing to arm first graders with mortars so that they could become proficient grenadiers, like he did to Sacha Baron Cohen. Like Walsh did.
Yeah.
You know, that video's going around again.
Right.
It's just it's ridiculous. But I guess it proves, once again, you put a camera in front of a politician or a print journalist, distinguished print journalist, and they have to do stupid stuff. Right, Anna? Don't they do stupid stuff?
To get attention. Sure.
You put that microphone in front of me. And if Jeff Carlin wasn't sitting on my, you know, pushing my shoulders down, I might say stupid stuff.
Your producer.
Yeah.
And our producer.
You know.
Your producer.
That's right.
The funny thing that happens is that people decide if they're going to get attention, they're going to say outrageous things. This has been the Atlantic magazine had this story about talk radio kind of creating this whole problem in the first place, right? And the guys who really cut through in talk radio in the 1980s into the 1990s were people who were just willing to say outrageous things. Now, again, it could have been a guy doing politics like Rush, or a guy doing, you know, more, you know, sort of lifestyle things like Howard, right? But it was just
like a nerdy, weird looking guy with hot chicks in the studio.
Talking about his own junk. So the thing is that gets everybody's attention, right? And so that was just about getting attention. And somehow that became the currency of politics in America. Especially because Limbaugh is particularly great at articulating a position, and you listen to it and you go, God, I think I might agree with that. And then you stop and you think, wait, that wouldn't actually work as policy, but it sounds good, right? And so then,
well, like most people, if you agree with something a conservative says, you only have to do it. You can't say, like, I really agree with what John Cass says. You have to kind of hide it and whisper it, you know, in a corner, in cells of three.
You will admit that there have been a lot of conservative policies. Well, the same can be said of liberal policies that are populist policies. But let's just stick with the conservatives for a moment, because that's what we're dealing with the president and with this guy. Okay, just for the moment.
Right.
There are a lot of things that made absolutely no sense, but sounded like they were a good idea or were built to salve a fear that people have, right? And that's the thing. Listen, Joe Walsh.
You're giving him too much credit. The guy just wants attention.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
I believe
this guy said, the N-word on the radio. I never listened to him after that. I just have nothing. A gentleman would stand up and walk out of the room without comment.
Well, like look at his
Conwood.
Look at his
Roe
Twitter
Conwood
history.
Just stand up.
Look at his Twitter history, which he's now saying, "Okay, I apologize for everything." But you kind of think if there's one or two things you have to apologize for, it's one thing. If you have to apologize for your entire body of work, that's another thing. He called the Sandy Hook parents. He's sick and tired of them. They're just partisan people. I mean, talk about a lack of empathy. He's used the N-word multiple times. He's said Obama's a Muslim. He's used all kinds of ethnic slurs. I mean, you just look at all of it, and it tells you who he is. And then he has the nerve to say I'm running against President Trump to make the moral case against him. That's right. What he's doing.
But you know what interests me is that they're so, I mean, people are so deranged over Trump that journalists, professional, responsible journalists, are actually sticking a microphone in this guy's face
right.
and asking him what he thinks about stuff.
Excellent point.
And
yes.
That is just...
Well,
I mean, like Lynn Swi- I mean, the Sun-Times, the Tribune, all of us, we've done like stories on Joe Walsh. Like
really? He's real. Like he's for real. That's real. The problem. I just looked over.
He's everywhere. He's absolutely everywhere.
John Cass, I just turned to my left. I got a TV on with a bunch of cable news stuff on it. And there he was, sitting right there with CNN, right? And he's, and an anchor.
Brian Stelter.
Right. Well, an anchor's, and no, this was just now. This was just in the last half hour. He was sitting live on CNN. And I'm like, what the hell are they doing? This guy is a clown. I'm going to just tell you right now. I'd rather have Barron Trump as president of the United States if he qualified than Joe Walsh.
But don't you think? Do you think it's an example of them trying to some people trying to put forth this idea that the conservative wing of the party is now turning against Trump, and they are doing it? And you see Joe Walsh talking about these things about deficits, about free trade, limited government, those kinds of issues that finally they're all kind of giving up on Trump from the right.
Well, I guess you could stand at any bus stop and listen to a madman babble on and on for hours about things that he heard out of the electric socket in his sister-in-law's house.
Mm-hmm.
And you could quote that too. But that really doesn't. I mean, look, this guy's going to be raising money off this, right? And who knows? He'll raise a lot of money because Bill Kristol and other people, just anything that's anti-Trump must be good. And therefore he'll raise money. Maybe he can buy stuffed elk heads and, like Jesse Jackson Jr.
And
maybe he could but pay taxes. I would say, Joe, Mr. Walsh, please pay taxes on what you your campaign fund.
Well, there are a lot of rules about that now. As he will learn if he hasn't already, that it's not, you can't, there was a day. Where you could take that money and convert it if you paid the taxes. Now it's not that simple. And
really?
Yeah.
So it is very.
But he could become a power broker though. If he raises enough money, then he could power broker himself into another candidate. Helping another candidate.
Or he can just make some money and try to improve a radio show that I don't know who listens to. It's really unlistenable.
Is he still? Is he still on the radio? I'm not even aware of that.
I have no idea.
They called him a radio show host on Stephanopoulos yesterday.
One-term congressman. Do you know how hard it is to be a one-term congressman, John?
There's other issues. When the Tea Party began, and people were upset over things like the deficit, which they're not anymore,
right?
And healthcare. There were legitimate citizens who were upset over what was going on, and they just got sick of it, and they stood up. And then came the hustlers and the herders, people like this, and others from Congress, who came in, and they were going to organize them and help them, really, they were going to get in front of this movement. And they just basically, look, if they don't have thoughts in their head, they don't have thoughts in their head. You have to read the books. You have to think clearly. You have to have an argument, maybe more than one. How about you can have three arguments in your head at one time?
Oh, boy.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's tough.
But you know what? Back to the issue that I want to talk about, Ro, which is you media people put a notice I'm accepting myself.
Yes, uh-huh.
You put a microphone, Anna, during her TV days, she put a microphone, camera go on, the light goes on, and what do they do? Or you with you guys with your microphone now on WGN radio thing, you put a microphone on and people say anything they want to be on, they want to be known.
Yeah, right. I think it's important to put it in context, though, to explain all of the things, the wacky things he's done over his career and the offensive things he's said as well.
He's a moron, okay?
All right, okay. You're going to call him a moron. I'm just going to call him a clown. He's all of it. And I cannot believe...
He's a bleeping clown.
Now, let me tell you something. Let me explain why... if you watch Chicago media and listen to Chicago media, save one or two shows, you're not going to hear much on Chicago media from him because everybody knows he's a clown here. The fact that the guy popped up and he's in Washington and he's sitting around and, you know, everybody's TV studios, Washington, New York, wherever he went to get on all these shows, that is a different deal. That's like, and everybody's like, oh, look, new meat. Oh, well, he's going to fight Trump. My God. Trying to get Frank Nitti to go fight Al Capone. It's sort of like, what are you doing?
You've got Clinton donor zero, George Stephanopoulos, you know, on his show, which I don't watch because of that. And then, you know, maybe he's got, isn't he on Chris Matthews too?
He's on maybe CNN, MSNBC. He's doing all the rounds today and some yesterday too.
Sending tingles up and down Chris Matthews' leg. Right?
I don't know. I think when people figure this out, I don't know. One would assume that they... Okay. I got to be careful what I say here, because I was going to assume that that people would be smarter than this in mass. But this is early in the season. People aren't really, really, totally tuning into what's happening. It's just when you go
especially
back
this week.
Well, right. And you go back and you stop and you think what this guy has done of all the people to run as the sane alternative for Republicans. This is not the guy. Right. I mean, one wonders why a Mitt Romney or somebody else maybe not him because he's lost, but there are plenty of Republicans of great gravity and integrity and experience and thoughtfulness that could step up and go, you know,
sure.
What? And but if you notice, it's every jag who wants to go do it. You got this guy, this clown, and then you got that Mark Sanford guy,
right
from South Carolina, who gave the worst, and I know maybe he was an okay governor, I don't know, but he gave the worst excuse for where he was when he was having an affair.
It was love, Ro. It was all about love.
Okay. I was in love.
That one.
Yeah.
You know what, though? It does tell you how desperate, I have to say, we in the media are. The media is so desperate to A, get ratings, and B, find an alternative to Trump. They're tired. The Gang of Four or Squad or whatever that's backfiring. Joe Biden doesn't know where he is half the time. Yeah, am I in Vermont? Yes, I'm in New Hampshire, or whatever he said. He can't even remember what when he was vice president. And the kids from the school in Florida came to visit him. All that stuff is happening, so they're desperate to look anything they can find. It's really pathetic.
Yeah.
I'm going fishing. Fishing, Jeff.
All right. Thank you, Jeff.
Joe Walsh.
Thank you, Jeff. Yeah. Okay. All right, John, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks, John.
Thanks. Hung up on him. Tell him we love him, too.
We love you back.
Yeah, get him back. Just tell him we love him. Tell him we had to hang up the phone because Kevin's got to call his insurance agent.
Yeah, we're going to keep the phone lines open in case they call. You know how hard it is to get everybody. Well, he's right about the inordinate amount of attention Joe Walsh got. If you turned on a TV today, a national television show, like over the weekend or today, a cable newser, you would see Joe Walsh, and you're still seeing him. You're talking about it now as we've been on the air.
Yeah.
Throughout the day.
It's absolutely. I mean, the thing is that they just, have they not done the research? Have they not figured out what this guy has said and done?
You'd hope so.
In his public career? I mean,
he's not shy about it, right? It's not like you got to dig too far.
And it's not like he was a guy that, you know, came out of some sort of legitimate thing. Right. And then became, and then it was like, I mean, at least as much as I think that, Trump this is not going to end well for him or America or anything. If it's, unless somebody gets their arms around him and soon, and says, hey, maybe we got to start rethinking some of the things that you're doing. But I don't think he would listen to anybody. Mm-hmm. But Joe Walsh comes from nothing. Like he's got, He this is not a guy that he's just a guy who wanted to be famous, who wanted to be something. He wanted to be out in the public eye. So he said obnoxious things because he figured that's the fastest way. And it really is in a lot of ways. The fastest way to get
can
attention.
Can be.
And people who are paranoiacs and haters are always looking for other paranoiacs and haters. They do not like being alone. And so that's kind of an easy group to aggregate. I can just tell you that's, you know, I've been in this business for over three decades.
Right.
I know how that works. And I made choices in my career to avoid that as opposed to give into it while I was told to give into it.
Right.
Because I wouldn't do it because I just think it wasn't me and it wasn't responsible. And there are people who just, you know, you spend 5 minutes with some of these guys who created that form of radio, the producers and the salespeople and all that who figured out the executive types who figured out that brand of talk radio. They can train you in 30 minutes to be a talk show host if you wanted to be. And you'd get, and you know, and in some ways, you'd get some, but the guy's got, he's got nothing.
Don't get it right, just get it on.
Yeah, get it right. No, intentionally get it wrong. But now we're running government like that. And next thing you know, Melania Trump is kissing Kim Jong-un. They never met!
I don't know how to make sense of that.
Don't get me started! All right, Kim, what's coming up in the news?
Well, we're following the dangerous situation along the city's lakefront. It's another day of rough surf.